Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Beis Omud Beis. We're in Siman Nun Tes, the halachos of the brachos of Kriyashma, Yotzer Or, and we're in the Ramah at the very top of this Daf, which is in the middle of Sif Gimel. And the Ramah states, Ukishaonim Kedusha Zos Omri Mosa Bikol Ram. This is a continuation from yesterday's shiur, where we're talking about the Kedusha, the Kadosh, 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 and the Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo statements that are found in the middle of the Bracha of Yotzer Or. And the Ramah is telling us, when you say these, you should say them Bikol Rom, you should say them out loud. What do we mean by this? So the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Nud Beis writes, Ukishaonim, when you say these, Ukedusha Zu Im Efshar Tov Lomar Miyushav, you should ideally say this Kedusha while you are sitting down. The Ber Heitev tells us, Kosav Harama, Bikdusha Zu, Im Haya Yosheva Omar, Hereza Toa. If you were sitting down and then you stand up, that's definitely a mistake. Avalam Haya Omeid V'yashav, if you were standing up and then you now sat down, Niko Sheno Chacham. That's clear that you're not a Talmud Chacham. The best way is, the Magen of Ram, Kosav B'Shem HaKone, Dafka Miyushav, that you should say this Bedafka while you were sitting down. The Halacha Berurah brings down Apidas Rabboseinu HaMekubalim, based upon Kabbalistic ideas. Tzorech Losheves Kishomer Kedushas Yotzer. One should sit down while one says this Kedusha. He says the same thing by the Kedusha, the Sidro, the Kedusha that we say in Uvolot Zion. The same thing applies. In Sivkot Nyud Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Bekol Rom, you should say this out loud. He says, Davka B'tzibur. This is true that you should say this out loud while you're davening with a tzibur. However, if you're davening by yourself, Abba B'yochid, Omim B'lachash, you have the right to say it silently, quietly to yourself, and this is the opinion, Ken Kosav El Yerabba. However, Avo B'shari Tshuva Kosav, She'en Kepedo Af B'yochid, Im Yomer Bekol Rom. The Shari Tshuva says, however, that if you wish to say it out loud, even when you're by yourself, there is no problem with doing so. The Shari Tshuva also adds that the Magen Avraham said that you should bedavka say this miyushav is based upon the Sefer HaKavanos from the Arizal. The Shari Tshuva also adds that one should be very careful when he says the word ba'al milchamos to make sure that you accent the ayin. It shouldn't chas v'shalom sound like ba'al, which means without strength. So therefore, the ayin there needs to be accented. You have this in a number of the places in the davening as well. The Ber Heitev also jumps ahead and says, when you get to Me'arba Kanfos Oretz, there is a custom to gather the tzitzis in your left hand, V'yanichem Alibo Ad Parshas Vayomer, and you hold it there until you state the third parsha of the Kriyashma Vayomer. And then you take it in your right hand, Ashigil L'chaim V'kayomim V'yanashkim V'yanichem. Again, we'll discuss this more when we get to the actual brachos of Shema, but the Ber Heitev brings it down over here. That brings us now to Siv Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Birchas Yotzer, the brach of Yotzer Or, and all the brachas of Kriyashma by Shacharis, as well as V'arvis, the brachas of Kriyashma by Maariv, Omer Mashliach Tzibor Benachas. One should say them along with the Shliach Tzibor quietly, Benachas. What exactly does this mean? So the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Dalet writes, Birchas Yotzer, he says, V'hu Adin L'chol HaBrachos of Kriyashma, as I've already mentioned, this is not only specific for the brach of Yotzer Or, but this includes all the brachas by Shacharis of Kriyashma, as well as the Mechaber said by Arvis as well. And Sif Kotten Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you say them in Mashliach Tzibor, he says, Da'af demi dino yochol l'chavin lo tzeis bebirchas tashliach tzibor afil wa baki, even though technically you could be yotzei just by listening to the shliach tzibor, even if you're knowledgeable, you're a baki, nevertheless, the da'af go bitvila ain't a shliach tzibor motzi es a baki, because only by Shmon Esrei do we not allow the shliach tzibor to be motzi the baki, as we'll learn in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet and Lochus Shmon Esrei, Chazar es Hashatz. Nevertheless, the Mechaber was not recommending that a person say it on his own over here, Mishum Dirachme, not say it by listening to the Chazan, but he should say it on his own, Mishum Dirachme Ninhu, because he saw Tfilos asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachamim, Vitzorah Kolecha Levakesh Rachamim La'atzmo. And every person should go himself and do this, not be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibor. Nevertheless, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Mikol Mokom Ye Rogel Omarim HaShliach Tzibor Benachas, but you should say it along with the Shliach Tzibor quietly, Shekivan Shehem Brachos Haruchos, since it's these long brachos, it's going to be very hard for you to follow along with the Shliach Tzibor if you weren't saying it along with him, if a person was trying to be yotzi with the Shliach Tzibor. That's why he recommends that you should not only say it alone, along with the Shliach Tzibor, because you want to ask for Rachman yourself, but also because it's a good habit. If you're trying to be yotzi with the Shliach Tzibor, it's very easy to forget and lose your concentration, so therefore say it along with him. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that was in those days. Hayom ein nogim lizor lomar davka benachas. Today we don't say it quietly along with the shliach sibo, but everybody says it at their own pace. And he says ayin in the bir halacha, go look over there. And the bir halacha in dibra maskel benachas writes venirli the lo amar harosh dover ze kim bezmano. This whole situation was discussed in those days. When many people, even if they were Bekiyim, they would be Yotzi with the Shleach Tzibur. That's why this additional custom came about to say it along with the Shleach Tzibur. Since if you would say it too loud, everybody else would be disturbed because everybody was being Yotzi with the Shleach Tzibur. But nowadays, when we don't do this, so it is not necessary to do so. In the previous bir halacha, dibra maskel mashliach tzibur, the Chofetz Chaim added over there, shekol shu somech al shliach tzibur. Whenever you're relying to be yotzei on the shliach tzibur, he says it's a good idea. Tzorich lechavin libo luchom mashu omer. You should intently listen to every single thing that the shliach tzibur is saying and not lose your concentration. Because if you do, then you wouldn't be yotzei. And therefore, avol kishukori befiv. If you read it along silently, very quietly with him, afim kori mitzos below kavona yotzei. And therefore, even if you did lose your concentration, but you know that you said it, you're yotzei anyway. There are more than remarks. Hagah, v'yemar l'sayim kodim sh'yisayim ha'shliach tzibur. When a person is saying it by himself, and the shliach tzibur is going to conclude the bracha at the end, bracha toshem yotzei ha'miyaros, you should try to finish before the shliach tzibur. And this way, v'yana amen achar shliach tzibur. And this way, you would be allowed to go and answer amen after the shliach tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin explains, the be'emtza osolanos amen. If you haven't yet finished the bracha and the shliach tzibur is already done, so he's saying yotzei ar me'aros and you're still in the middle of yotzei or, you're not allowed to answer amen, as we will learn in Simen Samach Vav. Sivkot and Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says you can answer amen. However, aval baruch hu v'roch shemo lo yomar. We're not allowed to answer baruch hu v'roch shemo. The afilu b'suk d'zimr lo yafzik l'zeh, as we already pointed out, even during the p'suk d'zimr, after you said baruch shomar, in between baruch shomar and yishtabach, you're not allowed to make any interruptions of baruch hu v'roch shemo, as the Morgan of Rome has explained and will explain again in Simen Kufchav Dalet. Sivkot Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you can answer Amen Achar Shliach Tzibur. Vehu Adin, the same thing would apply, Yim Shama Sof Bracha Miyodam Achar. You're waiting, you finish Yotzei HaMiyoros, and the guy next to you in the Shul, not the Chazan, has just concluded Bracha to Hashem Yotzei HaMiyoros, you can answer Amen to his Bracha as well. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Bein Bracha Zu, Bein Bracha Acheres. This is true, even if you're in another Bracha over there, you'd be allowed to answer Amen at that point in time. In the issue footnote number 11, however, he brings down the das of the Chai Odom, Shalo Huta Lanos El Omen Shal Bracha Zu. The Chai Odom disagrees with this psak of the Mishnah Berurah and says you can only answer Amen just to this bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah brought down the opinion of Reb Kiva Eger in the Prima Gadim, Mutu Lanos Amen Al Kshar HaBrachos, and the Sosam Kan Kimosam. And the Mishnah Berurah's opinion was stam like the Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Prima Gadim, not like the Chai Odom. The Ramah then continues and he says, Umihu. Imlo amora. If you didn't say these brachos, rak shemo mishliach tzibur, yotze. If you didn't say them, but you had intention to listen to the shliach tzibur, and he had obviously intention to be motzi, by default the shliach tzibur always has intention to be motzi all the people that are listening, so then you are yotze the bracha. Why? The brachos elu hashliach tzibur motzi ayochid af bishul baki. Because here, as opposed to Shmon Esra, as we already pointed out, the chazan is able to be motzi somebody even if that person is capable of saying it on their own. However, but this is only true if you're davening with a minyan. You need 10 people for this din to take place, that he can be motzi, according to the Ramah. Sivkot Yutes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shemo Mishliach Tzibur, if you heard it from the Shliach Tzibur, the Davkum Kibin Lot says, you have to have intention to be Yotzei, Vashliach Tzibur is Kavan Lotzio, which I said is really the default position, that the Chazan always has intention to be motzi everybody else, as we've already learned in Simen Vav Siv Dalet. In Sivkot and Chof, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Eilu, these brachas over here, you can be yotzi with. For example, all the brachas of Kriya Shema, the Huadin L'chol brachas, or any other brachas, as we've learned already in Simen Vav. And he says also, Ayin Shom B'Pri Chodosh, go look in the Pri Chodosh over there. In Dirshu footnote number 12, he points out that the Pri Chodosh says, Af Mishi Yavarech V'yotzo Yidei Chavoso Yochol Otzi Eschaveru, even if you were already yotzi yourself, because of the concept of Koy Yisrael HaRevim Zeh L'Zeh. So if you're obligated in something, even though you're already Yotzi, you can be Motzi, somebody who hasn't yet been Yotzi, as it says over there in Simen Ches. And he tells us to look at the Machzis HaShechel and the Arzis HaChaim as well. However, this is not including Levan Mibrocha Shel Tfilah. For the brachas of the Shmon Esrei, as we've already pointed out, and here the Mishnah Berurah says it again, Dein HaShliach Tzibur Motzi Es HaBoki, as we'll learn in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, even if a person is listening to the Shliach Tzibur, if you know how to do it, you can't be Yotzi with the Shliach Tzibur. Sivkat and Chafalat, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shubaki, this is true over here by the Brachos of Kriya Shema, that you can be Yotzi with the Shliya Tzibur even though you're a Baki. Vafilu miyotzo kvar. Even if he's already been Yotzi, you can be Motzi somebody else, as we'll learn in Simen Samach Tes, the Huadim B'chol HaBrachos, as we'll also learn in later on in Shulchan Aruch. Levad mibirchas hananin, but this is not true for the birchas of nanin, for the things that you get enjoyment out of there. The mishiyotzo en yochol lotzi esa'acher shumuchuyev adayin bebracha. If you are yotzi of birchas hananin, you can't make the birchas hananin for somebody else, as we'll also learn in the halachos of brachos in Simon Reishud Gimel. And this is true afilu mishayin obaki. You have to say the bracha for them, teach them how to say the bracha, and they have to make the bracha for themselves. But you can't make a bari pri adama for somebody if you're not mechuyev in that bracha bari pri adama yourself or any of the other birchas hananin. In Dirshu footnote number 13, he brings down in the Shaar Tzion that the Arutz HaChaim, the Malbin, writes, Shelechatrila HaMitzvah Shivarach HaBaki Bi'atzmo. If you are even allowed to be Yotze with somebody else, if you're able to make the bracha, it's always better to make the bracha yourself, with some exceptions to that, but certainly over here in these brachos, it's preferable for the person who's davening to daven himself rather than to just listen to the Shliach Tzibur and be Yotze. Then the Ramad said that the Shliach Tzibur cannot be motzi somebody unless there's a minion. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Beis writes, Hayochid afilu mino baki. This is true, that the Shliach Tzibur can't be motzi somebody else, even if there is a person who doesn't know how. You need to have a minion. Sivkot and Chof Gimbal, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Epochos Metzorah. Why do you need a minion over here? This is a specific din for the brachas of Kriya Shema, and also the brachas of Shachar as well. And the Levush is machmir on the brachas of Shachar for the same halacha over here as by Kriya Shema. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us to go look in the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah writes over there that the Magen Avraham disagrees with this Levush. And he writes, for all the other brachos, you don't require a minion over here. And he adds, and he says, maybe Levush is also talking only about a baki. But if it's not a baki, then you can be Yotzi without a minion. And the primogodim is surprised, even for a baki, why this should be the din that you should require a minion. In Dirshu footnote number 19, he brings down the Maisa in regards to Birchas HaShachar, HaMinaku SheKolechem Mevarach LiAtzmo. We don't listen to just the Chazan and answer Amen, except under extenuating circumstances. The person should say the brachas himself. The Ein HaShliach Tzibur Motzi Achev Yidechova, and the Shliach Tzibur isn't Motzi people. And as well, he brings down Masha Kosov Le'el, what we learned earlier, Le'inya Mishoya, or Balayla, if somebody was awake all night, or somebody's not sure if he'd made the brach or not, so then he should listen to the Shliach Tzibur and answer Amen. That's perfectly acceptable. The Igros Moshe writes as well, Shekivan Shein Eitz Acheres, in this situation you have no other choice, so then you can rely upon this poskim that disagree with the Levush, like the Magen Avraham, who say that you can be Motzi somebody who's a Baki, even if there is no minion. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Avol Shar Brachos, all other Brachos, Kigom Birchas HaMitzvos or Birchas HaNenim, any other, the Birchas HaMitzvah, you're being Motzi somebody of Lulav and Esrog, and you're being Yotzi the Lulav and Esrog yourself. So you make the Brach and somebody else listens to you. Or Birchas HaNenim, you're making HaMotzi, and they're listening to you. Afilu Yochid, Motzi Yese Yochid, Afilu Labaki. Then even if the other person is a Baki, and there's no minion over here, a single individual can be Motzi another individual, as we've already learned in Simen Ches. However, he does point out, after Birchas HaNenin, in regards to these brachos of Birchas HaNenin, where you're getting making a bracha on enjoying something, yesh kama chilukim, there are some differences in the halacha. The bebracha rishon shal alechem v'yayin, for bread and for wine, that's why I specifically mentioned bread a minute ago, l'kula yam ha-din kamoshe kosamdo. The din is, as we just said, that you can be motzi somebody else. And in fact, in Dirshu footnote number 15, he brings down, Yesh b'zeh maila. In fact, that may be the preferable way to do this in the certain situations. Sheyesh hidur mitzvah she'echod yivarach v'yotzi eskulim ba'motzi mishum berov am hadras melech, which is the minhag in many places on Shabbos when you have lecha mishnah that the balabayis is motzi everybody else, and that is certainly not only acceptable, that's preferable. And this is true, afilum kulam bekiyim v'yodim levarach b'yatzman, even if they all know how to make hamotzi themselves, nevertheless, one person is sometimes preferable to be motzi other people when it comes to bread. Furthermore, we'll learn in Simen Kut Tzadi Gimel, shekozet davka betchilas asuda. This is only true at the beginning of the suda, when everybody is sitting together and has concentration, that they're all participating together. However, besof hasuda, at the end of the meal, then mitzvah shekolecha divarach l'yatzman, then we don't have this idea that one person is motzi everybody else. It's better to have each person make their own brachos, and the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, Mishum Shadaitum Lipari, everybody's about to separate on their own and they're all rushing and doing different things, and therefore it's preferable not to have one person be motzi everybody for Birchas HaMazon. And as well, Birchas HaMazon in Mitzvah Daraisa, so they were machmir that everybody should say it themselves. The Mishnah Berurah again reminds us that if you are being motzi somebody else with the birchas hanenin, tzorech sheyikvu es atzmo lezeh, dahinu sheyeshu yachad, they have to be together. Literally, they should sit together and be mitzdarev together. Then he points out the din by birchas hamazon, imrak shtayim ochlu, if only two people are eating, then it is better that they separate, mitzvah lecholek, ulevar kolech liatzmo. Except in Lushlo Echod Eno Baki, as Yotze Oso Abaki, unless one of the two doesn't know, somebody sitting with a Baal Tshuva, a person who is learning how to become a firm person, he doesn't know how to bench, so then one person can bench for the other person, Beyotzim, as we'll learn again in Simon Kut Sadi Gemel when we get there. Ubishari Dvarim Chutzmi Pasu Yain, except for the dinim that we just brought down that apply to bread and wine, which people are koveya, so to say, a sitting together status. So then, on all other brachos, so birchas hanenin, bein bebracha rishona, bein bebracha achrona, yesh deos bein aposkim, echad yochel otzi chavero, it is much more complex of a discussion whether you can be motzi somebody else, as we'll learn in the halachos of brachos in Siman Reish Gimel, and we'll have to wait till we get to the conclusion over there. But in general, we can say that it's preferable, except for bread and wine, that each person should make the bracha rishona and the bracha achrona themselves when it comes to foods, birchas hanenin. Then the Mechaber continues, Sif Dalet, and he says, V'lo yane omein achasim ha-bocher b'mayiso b'yavo. As opposed to Yotzeh Ma'oros, which we said you should try to go a little bit faster, according to the Ramah said you should go a little bit faster to answer omein. Here the Mechaber says, you don't answer omein after ha-bocher b'mayiso b'yavo, mishum dehevei hefsik, because he says the answering of omein, there would be a hefsik between the bracha of Avarabba, ha-bocher b'mayiso b'yavo, and the start of Kriyashma. However, the Ramah argues on this, and he says, V'ayin lekamon in Simuch Samach Aleph, which we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. In Siv Katan Chav Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes that according to the Mechaber, it's a hefsik if you interrupt with answering Amen in between the bracha of Avocher B'Mayitzol B'Yavo and Shema Yisrael, that would be a hefsik. K'moshe also l'hafsik bein chol dvar mitzvah o hanosh mevorchen lov la'brocha shelofarev. Just like you're never allowed to interrupt between a bracha and the action that you're doing with the bracha. You shake a lulav and esrog, you make the bracha, you're not allowed to do anything else before you shake the lulav and esrog. You're having a glass of soda, you're making a shahako, you're not allowed to interrupt between the shahako and the drinking of the soda. So too over here, between Habocher b'moyisrael b'yavo and Shema Yisrael, the Mechaber holds that that's the bracha on Shema Yisrael, and therefore you can't interrupt even by answering Amen. Abba, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Bebirchas Yotzar, even the Mechaber would be mode, gam humo de ladina la Rambam." He doesn't argue with the Ramah in regards to that bracha. The Imsim called the Mishleach Tzibur Yesh Lanos Amin Achrov. That even the Mechaber would say that if you finish Yotzer Hamiyor Rose before the Chazan, you can answer Amin to that bracha. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha for more detailed discussion of this. In Siv Katan Chafei, the Mishnah Berurah does quote the Ramah from Simon Samach Aleph, and he says in Sif Gimel over there, the Shom Nizbar, the Ramah explains over there, the Gam Bebirchas HaBocher Haminu Glasayim Kodum Shliach Tzibur Vlanos Amen, that the custom amongst Ashkenazim, the Ramah says, is that we do finish a little bit ahead of the Shliach Tzibur to say HaBocher B'Mayisol B'Yavah, so when he says HaBocher B'Mayisol B'Yavah, we answer Amen after the Shliach Tzibur. It's not considered a hefsik, as the Darki Moshe writes over there as well. The reasoning is, Vatam, the Birchas Kriyashma Eino Domos L'Shor Birchas HaMitzvos, because the bracha of Kriyashma is not really a bracha on Kriyashma, as we already pointed out in yesterday's share. We don't say the bracha on Kriyashma. The brachas of Kriyashma were masakin by Chazal to be said before Kriyashma and after Kriyashma. Ela brachas b'nei atzmanim, they're separate brachos. And just v'tiknu levarach osam kodim Kriyashma. The rabbis instituted their saying before and after the Kriyashma. And therefore, lochein, in chashash b'mashem afsik b'inom l'Kriyashma. There is no problem in answering Amen. It's not a hefsik. And he says, Aini yarachronim shetiku kulam as divri yaramah, ladina, this is in fact the psak, like the ramah, dimsiim birchas habocha kodim shleach tzibur. If you finished before the shleach tzibur, yesh lano swamin, you should answer Amen after the shleach tzibur. However, he does point out, l'chatrila yosatov shiisayim b'shovim a shleach tzibur, best to go and finish at the same time as the shleach tzibur, and this way you don't put yourself into a situation where yitzorach lano swamin achrov. And he says, Aini in the derech hachayim shekosav dein lano swamin achav brocha acheres bin ava rabu lishma. Other brachos you can't answer Amen to according to the Derech HaChaim. It is only Abokhir Moyesol B'Yavo that you can answer Amen to. The Shade of a Levi brought down a footnote, Dirshu 21, says that you would be allowed to answer Amen if you hear somebody else make the Bracha Abokhir Moyesol B'Yavo as well after you have already concluded. That concludes today's share.